Thank you for calling Bull City Signs. How can I help you?
Is Robin?
He's not. He is actually in Burlington today. Can I take a message for him?
Oh, nice. Yeah, it's Patrick Licardo. If I can leave you with my number, if you want to help him, give me a call when he's back.
Okay.
All right.
With Cardiff?
Yeah, Cardiff. C-A-R-D-I-F-F. Like, different.
Uh-huh.
And number is 858-252-1481.
Okay. I'm
perfect. And then, it was just about some equipment he was looking to bring on for you guys that I talked to him about earlier in the summer. He told me to check back around Q4 and see what you guys are doing out there in Durham.
Okay. Is this engraving stuff by any chance?
I think it might be. I'm not sure what it was exactly. It was a few months back that I talked to him. He just told me to call him back in October and see what you guys are doing.
Okay.
Is that what it was he was looking to bring on, though?
I think so. I mean, it's something we've been talking about for a while, and even more now, so.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
If you guys sell engraving equipment, then that's probably what. If you don't, then it's something else.
we're the ones who finance all of it, so.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, all
right. Right. Do you know, you sound a little familiar, though. Do you maybe help him out with all the, you know, financials, or does he pretty much take care of all that?
Well, I do our internal invoicing and billing and
okay. Our
basic accounting stuff.
Right.
In terms of decision making and
right.
Sales,
yeah,
like
yeah.
That,
no, I know he's stuff. The owner and everything too. So
yeah,
yeah.
Right. He's my husband too. So I'm.
Oh, cool. Familiar. Yeah. So. So you pretty much have the final say then.
Well. Yeah. No.
I gotcha.
No, I'm not gonna say anything.
Oh, no worries.
I think that we're definitely a whole lot closer to it.
Mm-hmm.
We're at the moment we're looking at possibly going into a new space.
Are you guys like changing buildings or?
Yeah, I think so. Well, somebody bought the building that we're in, and I think they have. Short-term plans to make it into something else, though they haven't.
Oh, gotcha.
Yet, you know what I mean? So.
So you guys gotta.
We're looking at kind of like an outlying, like an out parcel at a mall. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, we also do capital. So, I mean, if you guys needed some cash or anything for that move as well, we definitely could get that for you.
Okay. Yeah, I think that part's pretty easy and pretty straightforward. But I think it might be a minute, but I think he still may want to talk to you today to see how all that can work together,
Yeah.
If he wants to go ahead with this, the new piece of equipment that he wants,
mm-hmm.
We'd probably try to incorporate it and get it all moved in kind of around the same time as we move, if mm-hmm. we move and get all that done. So we'd probably rather, like to do, because our moving expense won't be much, because
mm-hmm.
we can do that.
Yeah, just out of pocket.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's not far to get, what I mean? We can handle moving all our stuff, and that won't be a big deal, but...
Right.
Like I said, I think we'd rather, when we start up at the new location, have it there,
Yeah.
Have room.
Definitely.
Like that. But,
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, does he maybe have an email I could just shoot my info over to in case, whenever he has a chance, he can just get back to me that way. I know he's pretty busy out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty easy. It's just Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, at bullcitysigns.com.
Bullcitysigns.com. And that's with an S at the end, right? On signs?
Correct. Yep.
Perfect. And were you guys looking to, bring on financing for that engraver, too, or are you guys just going to pay for that out of pocket as well?
We probably need to do financing on that.
Right, because of the, bigger pieces of equipment and everything.
Yeah.
Did you guys...
Yeah, it's heavy duty. I think it does... I think it's got, like, multiple functions. Like, I think it does engraving and embroidery and some...
Oh, wow.
...other little things. Yeah, it's like this... It's this thing.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty nice one.
Yeah, it's a system.
Yeah, I actually work with a lot of sign shops, so kind of why I was giving you guys a call in the first place. But, yeah, we actually, deal with a lot of engraving machines, painting machines, stuff like that, lasers, whatever. So, yeah, definitely. Was that just one you guys, had on the grocery list, or have you guys kind of looked into it?
It's, It's been back and forth. He kind of, you know, every couple months he kind of revisits it.
Mm-hmm.
At it, so I'm not sure if he's got
a vendor and whatnot.
Out or, yeah, I'm not sure about how far he's gotten with it. He just keeps asking me if it would be okay and if I would be willing to learn how to operate. That's as far as my involvement so far.
Somebody's got to learn how to do it, right?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be good, though, because, you know, I have a bit of downtime and I get bored here. So.
I can understand that, too. But, yeah, do you maybe have, like, a... How much was that engraver looking to run for you guys, too? I mean,
do
you guys have a ballpark?
Nope. He does. I don't.
I gotcha. Do you guys have one that...
He kind of showed me it briefly online, but I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah, no big deal. Just kind of worry, or just kind of asking, but... Do you guys already have one right now, or...?
No. Mm-hmm.
So it'd be an upgrade?
Exactly. Yeah, it'd be, you know, brand new purchase, brand new selling point for our business, you know.
I was just going to say that, too. I mean, if you guys didn't have one already, that probably would, you know, expand onto the productivity quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, because either we'll outsource it, or we just will send people straight up to, you know, to somebody that, you know, that we know that does that. You know, so it really just, because once we did it once we got our wide format printer, able to do, you know, big banners and print all that stuff in-house, I mean, it was ridiculous how much it
went
up and how much it changed and how our timelines changed on everything, so.
Yeah.
You know, we're looking to do the same type of thing with the, anything new that we purchase, so.
Yeah, that's the great thing about those machines is they really make it a lot easier for, you know, everybody else. Cut out a lot of that manual labor as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, what kind of signs do you guys make out there too? Is it just kind of commercial or more like residential or?
We do anything anybody wants.
Anything and everything,
yeah,
right?
We do, you know, like down to like vehicle graphics and.
Oh, nice. Embroidery and whatnot, you said?
We don't do the embroidery in-house. Like I said, that's something that we'll outsource, or we'll just send somebody. If that's all they want, we'll usually send them somewhere.
I gotcha.
You know, we have a couple people, like a couple local businesses that we'll work with to get something like that if it's part of a larger order for somebody, but we don't do any. Yeah, we don't do any right now.
Something you guys are looking to add on.
Yeah. In terms of engraving, we do some, like some glass etching, you know, little pieces and stuff, like on pint glasses and stuff like that.
Oh, right.
A lot of fraternity, sorority stuff. It's just a chemical etch, you know, it's like we make a mask, like a paint mask.
Right, and then it just like, carves it out?
Yeah, you just paste, you know, you brush on this chemical and you leave it on for about 15 minutes or so and then you just wash it off.
Oh, wow. And those really are for, like, mugs and cups, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's really good because it cuts down on your risk of breakage, too.
Yeah.
It's not pushing
it's
on
glass.
The machine or anything, you know, it's just it just kind of eats into the glass, really.
Right, yeah. That's really cool.
So it's good, but it's slow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We do a couple dozen, you know, a dozen at a time per order, you know. And
oh, you're right.
Stuff, you know.
Yeah. Almost like baking food, so, you know, you have to let them.
Yeah, and it's not, it doesn't do metal or things for plaques or things like that, because we're starting to try to get into more ADA signage. That's another thing that this machine does. It does Braille.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, little Braille plaques, so that's something that's also getting to be bigger for us, you know, because it's less production time, bigger profit. So.
Yeah, I mean, definitely would be beneficial to the growth for you guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, just out of... No, I was just going to say, just out of curiosity, have you guys already brought on any big equipment or anything like that for that tax write-off, or was he kind of looking to do that for that as well?
Oh. I'm sure he would. I don't know.
Right, no, I know with the... Right, with the end of the year coming up, and, you know, we have a lot of sign companies doing kind of the same to take advantage of that, so.
Right, that makes sense. That makes sense, too. Yeah, because I do, like I said, I do day-to-day accounting and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to do all the taxes himself.
Right.
He does all that.
No, I gotcha.
I give him the information, and then he, you know.
Yeah, perfect. Right. And what did you say your name was as well? Sorry, I didn't catch that at the start.
Oh, that's okay. My name is Kara.
Kara. C-A-R-A. Perfect. All right, Kara. Well, I'll shoot over Rob an email, and then I guess if you want to pass along my info and have him give me a call whenever works for him, or just shoot me an email, and we can get this engraver rolling for you guys, see what we can do to help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
All right. Perfect. Well, have a nice day. It was nice catching up with you.
Yeah. Thank you, Patrick.
Bye.
Bye.